This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And with us is Katie Hendrickson, host of Note during the week and on Sundays, Sunday Symphonies.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Busy week, but good.
Yes, absolutely. Well, last week we had symphonies that went from Haydn to Hovana, so it spanned a lot of time. I picked three symphonies out that I thought went well together. They just all happened to be written right in the height of World War II. They're all 20th century symphonies.
So 1940s?
Wow. One was completed in 1939. One was completed in 1940 and 42. So it's Rachmaninoff, Arnold Bax, and Martinu. So we've got Russian, a British guy, and a Czechoslovakian.
It's interesting because I'm only speaking for myself. Often when I hear the word symphony, I don't think 20th century. You know, I'm thinking Haydn or
Bach. Right. Bach really isn't known as a symphonic composer. But we would think of Beethoven is
right.
Who we would think of.
And then it's nice to remember, that Rachmaninoff.
You think of the later Romantics, and you think of Schubert and Schumann and all those people, Mahler.
Right.
But then past that, it gets a little blurry
right.
or less. But I mean, I did have, Ives and Hovannis last
right.
time. So, but this time they all happened. The Rachmaninoff, it's his last composition ever. It's his symphonic dances. Arnold Bax, it's his last symphony, symphony number 7. But for Martinu, it's his very first symphony.
Oh, that's a nice juxtaposition there. Kind of a passing of the torch.
Yeah. I have a question about, they were all written during World War II. And, and around Europe, can you tell that that was a tense time in the world through this music?
Well, actually, two of the composers actually wrote their pieces while they were in exile in the United States. Well, Rachmaninoff wrote his in New York, and Martinu was, I don't have my notes on where he was when he wrote it, but he emigrated to the U.S. in 1941 to escape what was going on in World War II. Arnold Bax was, he was born in into money. He never had to worry about anything, and he was in Scotland composing and doing his own thing during World War II, so it didn't seem to have much of an influence on his work.
So three of them tonight. Do you know at this point yet which order they'll go in?
Yes, actually, I put Arnold Bax will be first, followed by Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, and then Martinu's First Symphony will be the last.
All right. Uninterrupted Symphonies tonight on Sunday Symphonies at 7?
Yes.
And then you're back tomorrow morning at 11 with Of Note?
Yes.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.